giving it away by now, Mike. I don't know what else we could do. We're asking you to text us at 411-923. You educated Rosie on the House regular listeners. What is the number one defect found in Arizona homes when we do the home inspection process? We're here with Rosie Certified Home Inspector, Dave Waitera, owner of Seal of Approval Inspection Services. He's Rosie Certified down in Pima County, and we were asked for a long time, why didn't we have an inspector in Tucson? And Dave, you were the fourth inspector we blind shopped.
Really?
You were the first to make it through our screen.
Yes, it was. It was thorough, must admit.
we appreciate what you do for the housing industry when you maintain that level of integrity. Seal of Approval Inspection Services for all of you in Pima County looking to get a home inspected. It's 520-881-7325. 520-881-SEAL, S-E-A-L, Seal of Approval Inspection Services. All right, let's bring Tim back into the conversation. Solid block wall, having condensation building on the inside, an older Tucson home. He'd like to insulate and make more comfortable. Tim, we've got a couple more questions for you. Dave, why don't you take the lead in this?
Tim, is there staining involved here on the floor area where you're seeing this condensation?
No, sir. When we pull the bed away from the wall, just where the bedding was up against the wall, that's where the condensation was. So it wasn't running down. It was just, if you put your hand on it, you could feel it was wet.
Another real quick question. You don't have any irrigation running on the outside of that, do you?
No, sir. I have gutters.
No, but you don't have any plants or anything out sitting out next to the wall that get watered with irrigation or anything like that?
No, sir. Not at all.
I'm almost thinking that vapor barrier.
Well, I what I would do is I would take some Saran wrap and probably have your wife do this because I've never known a man that can handle Saran wrap.
Uh-huh.
Have your wife rip off a piece of Saran wrap and duct tape it to the wall, Tim, and just see how much condensation
builds up.
And I would do that in five or six different locations around the house and see if it's indigenous to all walls or if it's just one particular wall. One particular wall, I don't know, Dave, I might do a Ocon masonry sealer on the outside of that one wall.
On the outside of the wall, exactly. And, yeah, not on the inside, yeah. But on the outside.
Yeah. So let's try the Saran wrap test, Tim, and do it in five or six locations. And then I don't want you to do anything. Put it up this weekend, and then you call me back next weekend, and let's continue this conversation, okay?
Okay, that works. Thank you.
Okay, bud. Thanks a million. You can insulate the outside of the house. We call that outsolation, rigid foam board, chicken wire, stucco. But then you're creating an ongoing maintenance problem forever. I'm not a believer in maintenance. I mean, we live in the great state of Arizona, one of the finest states ever designed by God for getting outside and enjoying this beautiful place. And don't do something that's going to make you a slave to your home.
Just to follow up that, one of the things I see in home inspections a lot is a lot of our northern friends, when they come down here in the winter, they like to bring their plants with them. And I cannot stress enough how beautiful our flora and fauna down is in Arizona. And the benefit is that most of it does not require regular watering.
Indigenous landscaping.
I love it. It's beautiful, and it does less damage to the actual dwelling.
Now, I want Mike in Safford to hold on. I want Monica in Tucson to hold on. We're not going to have time to take your call live on air, but I'm going to address the question real quick with Dave, and then we're going to take you after we sign off, and we're going to answer your question one-on-one. Monica in Tucson says, needs to know a good place to buy in Tucson near the university as far as Dave, the home inspection expert, is concerned. Dave, you have Dave or Kim?
She had a little input as far as a lot of things they had looked at had foundation problems they felt. So what is a good area
it's
of
an
that?
Older area.
Yeah.
Yes, you find a lot of historical buildings in the older part of Tucson. If you're saying you're looking to buy a rental, I'm going to say anywhere down in the school district is a good place to look, but you're going to need to do your homework. It's not so much a where as it is how well is it is, how much money do you have to spend, how much money do you have to spend in upkeep and in maintenance and initial maintenance, because a lot of the houses that you're going to buy down there are not going to be in perfect condition. Yeah. So you're going to have to be able to have a budget. So the only best way I can tell you.
We're going to need to wrap up. So we're going to finish answering Monica's question on live on air. And then Mike in Safford wants to know what we think of home warranties. We got to do that in 15 seconds. Yes or no? Home warranties, yes or no?
No.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Read the fine print.
Romy, do we have a winner to the text, the number one source of 411923? Did anybody get it right?
Yes.
Okay.
I did not track it's water damage.
All right, Dave, in 15 seconds, the number one defect found in Arizona homes during your home inspection process.
Water damage, water damage, water damage.
We're a desert, Dave.
Yeah, it's the funniest thing. We have to control our water.
Yeah. Mike and Safford, Monica and Tucson, y'all hang on. We will pick up the phone right after we sign off here. I hope you've enjoyed the show. We sure had a good time bringing it to you, and I would only ask you this one thing. If we cheered you up this week, do us all a favor here at Roselle House and pay it forward. Find somebody that needs to be cheered up and join us again next Saturday morning.